étoiles sur écoute. Décembre. Ouvrez la podcast. C'est le 9 décembre.
Cette podcast a été sponsorisée par Instagram. Vous savez, ce réseau social à la mode. Alors moi, il y a quand même un truc qui m'échappe avec ce réseau, c'est que j'ai beau avoir 1 200 000 écoutes depuis un an, je n'ai que 2000 abonnés sur Instagram. Alors qu'il y a quand même plus d'un milliard de personnes qui ont un compte Instagram. Alors, soit vous qui m'écoutez n'avez pas de compte Instagram, soit vous ne pensez pas que mon compte Instagram vaut le coup d'être suivi, soit vous faites partie de ces Instagrammeurs qui n'aiment pas suivre les autres mais préfèrent être suivis. Voilà, c'est ce qu'on appelle une réflexion à voix haute. Salut les arnaqueurs, c'est Pépé. Mais bon, je préfère quand même que vous m'appeliez Pénouche. Hein. En ouvrant cette 9e podcast du calendrier de l'arnaque, je vous offre un petit cours d'anglais. Attention, concentration. Sans vous spoiler, je peux vous dire que vous pourrez enfin mettre bilingue anglais sur votre CV sans rougir. En vrai, je suis comme tout le monde, hein. Parisienne, 35 ans, et je suis née à Londres. J'y ai vécu mes 8 premières années, donc je me sens clairement pas légitime à vous donner un cours d'anglais, mais j'assume cette imposture. Let's talk about how to introduce yourself when you apply for a job abroad. Hi, my name is Penelope. I am 35, et on ne dit pas 35 years old, ça c'est seulement à l'écrit, and I live in Paris, et pas at Paris. Paris is a really nice city, and the reason why I would like to leave Paris is not because I am not happy in Paris. No, it is because the mission you are offering is very exciting. Actually, having a place to sleep in your country and keeping my apartment in Paris is a great opportunity for me because I will be able to continue my relationship with all the guys I met through Tinder for the past few years. And keeping a sexual activity is priceless. You know, being a single lady in Paris is not funny. No, actually, it is quite funny. You meet a lot of guys, every time you go on a first date, you have to worry about who's gonna pay for the bill, and usually you have to pay for the bill, or you split the bill. But because I don't like to split, usually I pay. And I think that's funny, because it is so French, you know? And I know that as a woman, I should not pay attention to this kind of details, because the bill is not directly related with the gender. But the thing is that at the end, I pay. I always pay. I pay attention, and I pay the bill. Anyway, if I have the job you are offering, I will definitely miss my friends. I know I will make a lot of new friends in this new country, but still, friends are the ones who support you when you are grumpy or when you are sad. I don't mean I am often sad, but sometimes, you know, you need to have your close friends next to you. Moreover, I love French music. I don't know if you are aware of Fatal Bazooka, Louise Attaque or Aya Akanamura, but these are great artists that I would definitely regret not to listen to every Saturday night when I'm partying. Regarding the salary, because I don't know the way of living in your country, it is difficult for me to give you my salary expectation, but what I need money for is my rent, 3 cans of Coke Zero per day, 1 packet of cigarettes per day, 2 taxis per day, 1 new phone per year, because I lose or break my phone every year, a selection of smart, funny and good-looking guys for my weekends, enough money to buy a nice dress when I'm depressed, enough money to eat burrata smoked salmon from Marks & Spencer, 1 perfume Chanel, enough time to play to World Blitz on Facebook every day, and enough time to spend on Instagram every day in order to say hello to my community. Actually, this is it, so you see, I don't need a lot of money. Great, Penelope, thanks a lot for this introduction. I think you forgot to mention something that is, to me, really needed and important if you want to join the company. Oh, really? What is it? I think you should, well, how to say? I think you definitely need to take some English lessons. Excuse me? Yes, actually, wait. I was born in London, and I spent my first 8 years there. Okay, it is true that I was in a French school, but still, I know how to speak with much better accent than French people. And if you want me to take English lessons to come to your company, I decline your offer. Well, Penelope, I'm really sorry, but you don't speak well English enough for the position. What the hell? Go fuck yourself, you such a face of a baboon's ass. Holy shit, I don't care. I am the queen of English language. Bloody hell, you're a jerk. Fuck it! Okay guys, so if you don't feel comfortable with your English, don't worry, just be yourself and people will love you. See you tomorrow to open the 10th case of the Calendrier de l'Arnaque and I will offer you a review in French, of course, of a great show you should go to.
La toile sur écoute.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.